We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bart Winkler alongside Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and you, 1250, also on the AM dial and everywhere on the radio.com app from CBS Sports. We bring in Matt Snyder. Matt Snyder, CBS, on Twitter, MLB writer with that fine operation. Matt, good morning. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I'm okay. Could be better if baseball would ever come to a deal, but, you know, getting by.
Yeah, I'm okay. This sucks. Pleasantries aside.
Yes, absolutely.
This sucks. And I'll tell you, as a radio guy talking 4 hours a day about sports or whatever is as close to sports as possible right now, doing this baseball thing, it's like the last month. Oh, did you read what Bob Nightingale said? Let's talk to him. Okay, fine. We talked to him, a proposal, three divisions, Florida, Arizona. By the time we're done with the interview, it's already shot in the water. You know, and then we do another thing, and oh, look at this. It's going to be 100 games, shot in the water. Now there's like this 70-game proposal. I'm sure that's probably dead by the time I'm already talking to you. Why can't there just be baseball? What do you think is holding this up so much? Why can't these two sides just say, obviously the country needs something, we can provide that, but why aren't they doing it?
Because I don't think collectively the owners actually want to play. I think that they let's be clear here. When we hear about them losing money, they're not actually losing money. It's they're not making as much money as they thought they were going to. So the loss is actually not a loss. It's just they planned on making per team $300, $400, $500 million this year, and they're not making it because there's no fans, there's no games. And the best way to recoup some of those quote-unquote losses is to not pay the players. It's to save on salaries. So honestly, like, we just heard that one team is basically going to punt the draft. They're going to pick somebody who they know they can't sign, they're not going to offer the full amount, and then they're not going to try to hit on any of the other four draft picks. So this is the extreme ways that teams are going to not try to spend money this year. So what I think is, I think the owners know they have to play, but they don't want to play more than like around 50 games. So at this point, I think they're just kind of waiting out the clock until the players know, like, okay, we can't play more than 50 games because we just don't have enough time left. So that's what I think is happening.
What kind of damage do you think this is going to do to baseball? And this is something that I'm trying to figure out, because one day I think that it's going to be, you know, devastating for the sport if they only come back and play 50. And then sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think that, you know, if there's no baseball at all, I think that people will look at 2020 as such an awful year in a lot of different ways, that come 2021, it's a new day, it's a new year, we're right back into baseball like nothing ever happened. But I do wonder, like, what are they losing out on by not playing, by not being the only thing on TV, by not being the only thing, the only game in town? What are they losing out on? So I'm having a hard time trying to quantify how much I think baseball is going to lose out on. They're definitely not gaining. I mean, every baseball conversation we're having is, you know, talking about money. So I'm just trying to figure out how much they're actually losing in terms of fan credibility and fan passionate fans. I'm trying to figure that out. I can't.
It's easy to sit here and say that they're wasting the opportunity of a lifetime to be the number one sport, to be the main sport. It's easy to say that, but I just wonder if it actually came back with no fans, because that's what it was always going to be, is they're going to come back with no fans. How much people who never watched baseball before would actually stick with it? I feel like they might watch a few games, but then they would grow disinterested. That's just my hunch. Now, I will say, when we look at, like, replies to our tweets or Facebook comments on every story on the updates that the owners and players are fighting, we get an awful lot of comments on people who are baseball fans who say, I'm just about done with baseball. So that's where it gets worrisome to me, is that the more time goes away, the more you're actually hurting your fan base that's already in place. But I'm an eternal optimist. And I do think that they're eventually going to play around 50 games. And, I think that once the dust settles, we will have not long-term really moved the needle much.
Talking with Matt Snyder, CBS Sports MLB writer with them. You can follow him on Twitter, CBS Sports MLB for the actual site. Matt Snyder, CBS, for his work. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you get that 50-game season, somebody asked me this yesterday. They said, would it count to you if the Brewers won the World Series? And I said, you know, I can say no, but if they win the World Series, I don't
Come on, yeah.
Two games. So I went back to the old adage, you know, we always say every team wins 60, every team loses 60. It's those games you do in the middle that count. Yeah. So this year I would basically just look at, these are the games in the middle, I guess. I know it's different, but the champion's still going to be the champion, isn't it?
Well, look, everything's different. I mean, we know everything's different right now. I think back to, well, I don't think back to it. I was 3 years old at the time. But the 1981 season, you had two halves, and then they had, like, the division winner for each half played in a divisional series before the LCS, and at the time they didn't even have a divisional series. That was just special for that season. And if you look back at the regular season records, if you combine the two halves, the Reds had the best record in baseball, but they weren't in first place on either half, so they didn't even make the playoffs. That's ridiculous. But when we think about the 1981 season from now, all we know is the Dodgers beat the Yankees in the World Series. So now this year will be a lot shorter, but I feel like the World Series winner is the World Series winner. It absolutely counts. Now, one of the funny things that we've been saying, and this is absolutely true, is to every single fan base, it's going to be a joke of a season that doesn't matter unless your team won the World Series, and then it definitely counted.
Yeah, like, I hate the Cubs. So when they were 108 years without a World Series, if they won it, I'd still say, wow, you didn't really win it. But if the Brewers win it, oh my gosh.
It absolutely counted.
Yeah, it absolutely counted. Yeah. I did see one article you wrote, very interesting. You ranked teams by their face of the franchise.
That was tough.
Yeah, I'll go through it a little bit. Number one, you have Mike Trout, and you're trying to figure out who's the face of the franchise and then who's most recognizable of those faces.
Yeah, I'm going to be ready to defend myself once you get to Mr. Yelich. So, yeah.
All right. So here's all the guys ahead of Yelich. Mike Trout, okay. Bryce Harper, yeah.
Absolutely.
Who do we have for the Dodgers? Clayton Kershaw?
Kershaw. There's been so many times in the playoffs.
You don't have Christian Yelich, though, until 12th.
12th, yeah.
Don't you think the average fan knows Yelich more than Ronald Acuna or Nolan Arenado?
The Acuna thing, there was a lot of discord about him not.
Did you not see, Matt, when Yelich was in Magnum P.I.? Yelich was in an episode of Magnum
P.I. and he had that commercial with Bellinger too.
It's possible.
I have him too low. I just, what I was trying to do was, you walk up to a group of people on the street and say, "Hey, do you follow baseball?" And yeah, somewhat. And just say, "Hey, do you know who Javier Baez is, or do you know who Christian Yelich is?" I feel like more people would know who Javi is. Yadier Molina. I feel like more people know who Yadi is because so many years with the Cardinals. Being in the playoff, but you know, there's no way of properly. I knew there was going to be discord on that one, so I accept. Hey, thank you, sir. Can I have another? You can go nuts on me for that one, though.
Maybe you feel differently. I always feel like with baseball, there's a lot of people around here that love the Brewers, and we can recognize all of our guys. But for whatever reason, even though they're not wearing helmets and you could see their face, like, yeah. I think Mike Trout could walk around downtown Milwaukee and not get bothered. And yeah, I think the same with, like, all these Astros and all of this stuff. Why is that?
It's maybe baseball's not nearly as popular to the casual fan as we'd like to admit. And maybe that's one of the main reasons why we're right now getting so mad at baseball. Like, hey, you've got an opportunity here to gain some traction, gain some popularity.
Yeah, they've got to figure out something, because we are talking back and forth about proposal after proposal. But ultimately, to kind of go back to you saying you're the eternal optimist, you do think there will be baseball. Do you have any sort of timeline and to when you think that announcement's going to be made? Because I'm dying here.
I don't. Let's take a guess, though. If my hypothesis is correct, that the owners are basically waiting at the clock until the players don't have a choice to take the lower games route, 60 games, 50 to 60 games means starting either like the last week of July or August 1st. They said they need about 3 weeks of a second spring training and about 1 week of logistics to set that up, so 4 weeks. Third week of June, fourth week of June. So we got another couple weeks.
Great. More arguing and negotiations. It makes a great radio, that's for sure. Man. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah. It's terrible. Matt, appreciate it. We will talk to you again. Good stuff with the column, and we'll talk soon.
All right, have a good one.
Matt Snyder joining us, CBS MLB writer on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.